Minnesota News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. There's been a key ruling in Hunter Biden's gun case.
A request to dismiss the federal gun case against Hunter Biden has been rejected by an appeals court in Philadelphia. A three-member panel of the court said it doesn't have jurisdiction to review the matter. In an order shortly after that ruling came down, a federal judge in Delaware said the case would proceed to trial on June 3rd. Judge Mary Ellen Noreika, who was appointed to the bench by former President Donald Trump, later denied another bid to dismiss the case that challenged the constitutionality of the central gun charge. The president's son is accused of lying in 2018 about his drug use on a form to buy a gun that he kept for about 11 days in Delaware. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden won't supply offensive weapons Israel can use to launch an all-out assault on Rafah, the last major Hamas stronghold in Gaza, over what he says is concern for the well-being of the more than 1 million civilians sheltering there. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says President Biden is contradicting himself.
So much for that ironclad support. His words, not mine. Joe Biden's ironclad support of Israel. Folks, he's lying to Israel. And he's lying to all of you.
Biden said in an interview Wednesday with CNN, the U.S. is still committed to Israel's defense and will supply Iron Dome rocket interceptors and other defensive arms. Two backcountry skiers were killed and one was rescued after an avalanche Thursday in the mountains outside of Salt Lake City. The slide happened after several days of spring snowstorms. The avalanche reported near Lone Peak in the Wasatch Range southeast of Salt Lake City. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 331 points. The Nasdaq rose 43. This is SRN News. When it comes to abortion, the U.S. is in dubious company.
According to a study by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, this country is one of only eight that have no federal law limiting how late in pregnancy a woman can have an abortion. While states can now set their own limits in the U.S., the federal government doesn't address the issue, essentially allowing abortion up to the moment of birth. That puts America in company with China, Vietnam, Mexico, Australia, Canada, Guinea-Bissau, and South Korea. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A GOP-controlled committee of the Louisiana legislature has rejected a bill that would have added cases of rape and incest as exceptions to the state's abortion ban. Republican State Representative Dodie Horton voted against the measure, saying that while she believes convicted rapists should receive the maximum penalty, she doesn't believe the unborn baby deserves to be killed. This is SRN News. Former Congressman Jeff Fortenberry is indicted again for allegedly lying to the FBI.
Former Representative Jeff Fortenberry has been charged with lying to federal authorities about a foreign billionaire's illegal $30,000 contribution to his campaign. The charge revives a case that was originally derailed by an appellate court. A federal jury convicted the Republican in 2022, but the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals reversed his conviction last year, saying that the case should not have been tried in Los Angeles. A grand jury in Washington then indicted Fortenberry this week on two counts, falsifying and concealing material facts and making false statements. Fortenberry's trial was the first for a sitting member of Congress since an Ohio lawmaker was convicted of bribery and other felony charges in 2002. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Fortenberry resigned from Congress following his conviction and was sentenced to probation and community service. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.